From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up on the program, what is it about the Dutch and Muslims? Another anti-Islamic Dutch video on the internet is sparking protests. We'll have a conversation with author Ian Baruma just ahead.
First to Iraq, where American warplanes flew into the battle in the country's south today. American jets carried out at least two airstrikes on the militias in the southern city of Basra, where the fighting goes on. And in Baghdad, sporadic violence continues as well. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad, just back at the NPR Bureau from a quick trip to the Green Zone. Anne, tell us about that trip back from the Green Zone.
Well, it had been quiet all morning, and then as I went into the Green Zone, we parked and I had to walk up 100 yards, maybe max. And it took me an hour and a half because four times I had to, as we call it, duck and cover as the area was repeatedly rocketed.
It doesn't sound as though things are calming down there at all.
You know, it's very capricious. Certainly the Green Zone continues to be rocketed and it's coming out of Sadr City, the Shiite slum where Muqtada Sadr has his stronghold. It's been a little quieter in the rest of the city, but there are still clashes across Iraq, down in the south and in Basra, of course, where Prime Minister Maliki's operation to crush militia strongholds is underway.
What about the U.S. participation in this, these airstrikes? What do you read into that?
The Iraqi-led operations have basically stalled. They're not going well. Members of Maliki's own security forces have defected. Shiite gunmen loyal to Muqtada Sadr have really put up stiff resistance. And so Maliki and his commanders asked for U.S. aerial support.
Prime Minister Maliki had given these militias today as a deadline to give up their arms, to essentially stop the fighting and all. Then suddenly today he says, never mind this deadline, it's now April 8th. What does that mean?
Yeah, another 11 days. Maybe he hopes for talks. So far, there are no talks underway. And Sadr is continuing to demand through his spokespeople that the government has to cede to his demands, that they lay off the attacks and that they release his detainees amongst the Sadrists.
Let me just ask one last thing, and this is something that I read in the Washington Post this morning, quoting an unnamed American official in Baghdad admitting, quote, we can't quite decipher the situation, can't figure out why the government of Iraq acted now.
I asked that very question to U.S. officials today, and I was told that Prime Minister Maliki did this now in order to show that Iraq is taking control of its own security ahead of the appearance on Capitol Hill by Ambassador Ryan Crocker and General David Petraeus.
And that testimony, Anne, scheduled for the very day that Prime Minister Maliki has now set as the new deadline for these militias. Anne Garrels reporting from Baghdad. Thank you again.
Thank you.